enjoying it with us. Jennifer Horn is one of the Usins. Ken Kessler, one of the Usins. He's monitoring your thoughts and how healthy the response is to some of our issues of the day that we're discussing here on Good Day. Hopefully the best stories of the day, many of them on the top of mind, others that have to do with maybe some practical common sense approaches to things you're trying to figure out. We want to figure it out. So, Ken, what do we have in terms of Facebook.com/Good Day or Facebook, not Facebook, Twitter at Good Day Show? What's cooking?
Well, the most recent thing that's cooking is a picture that Jennifer sent to me and to you that I thought was funny, and you were a little... and you thought not.
So we're taking a poll.
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah. I don't like looking at those creatures like that. Ugh.
So so I put it up on the Facebook page, and I said that Jennifer showed us this picture this morning.
Jennifer, the janitor.
Yes.
Yes. That Jennifer showed us this picture, and that she and Ken thought it was funny, but Doug wasn't impressed. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm worried now. I want to make sure if people think it's funny. I need to hear it.
Wow. And there are clearly a couple people who don't quite get it.
Uh-huh.
That's not really a cat.
Yeah. Yes. Benjamin said, that isn't a cat.
Right, I think I said
that. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you.
But Constance is laughing. Mm-hmm. Helen says she loves it. Ken said when he first moved to Texas, he saw one and thought it was a rat. And everything is bigger in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jay has a paragraph about how dangerous these things can be.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But if you want to see
people.
But if you want to see what we're talking about, and 10 people so far have clicked that they like it. So if you want to see what we're talking about, just go to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right, and you'll be thoroughly enthralled and. And it'll complete your day. 888-302-3684. I think we're going to work on a pet profile question in a matter of moments. Coming up, some more news on Michael Jackson. However, right now I would like you to think about the landmark. This is how the news media is reporting it. There's a landmark immigration bill that's been passed by the Senate. It's going to be a landmark for anything because if it doesn't get through the House, it goes no place. So I guess the simple question, which you could post if you want, Kenny, at our Facebook page as well. Do you agree with this bill that has made its way through the Senate? What do you think? I mean, I'm interested in the vote. Let's see here. It was 68 to 32. It moves the country a step closer to allowing undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. before this past year a 13-year path to citizenship. 13 years it'll take. Next up, the bill has to get approved from the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. It's a 1,200, this is the most important part of this, 1,200 pages, $50 billion price tag, doubles the number of Border Patrol agents along our southern border, requires the construction of 700 miles of fencing, places new burdens on employers who would be required to check the legal status of anybody who applies to work in your facility or at your company. The E-Verify system. This is today's Washington Post that explains all of that. So, what say you, Jen?
I say that I hope the House votes it down. I'm not happy with it.
Okay. Kenny, what do you say?
I'm not really excited about it. I would like to see the House vote on it, though, rather than just blocking it. It seems like there's so much gridlock where they say that instead of doing anything, we're just not going to do. We're just going to do nothing.
I agree with that, yeah.
Do you know how many illegals there are in California, for example, in your state? I'm asking everybody who's listening to me.
The scientific number is a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
And that's why I don't know if I love this. I mean, it's going to cost us a lot of money.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of, I mean, it really does give amnesty. And I'm not against it. I don't think that you can round everybody up and send them back. But I also think we need to think about being fair. And I think we need to talk about securing the border. And I don't know. I don't know if this does it for me.
This is, what it does is it spends a lot of money to get a lot of votes.
And
it's spending your tax dollars so that you'll vote for the people who vote the 11 million people when they become legal.
Yeah, they'll vote for you.
They'll vote
for you. They're using your money to pay
for
votes.
That's what
they're
doing.
And that's what I'm not loving it because it's just
$50 billion dollars. So I'm just looking up how many illegals there are at the moment in Massachusetts. The estimation is over 100,000 undocumented people live here. And frankly, the community that I live in, Framingham, is home to one of the largest undocumented immigrant populations in the Commonwealth. And the largest, for example, we have the largest Brazilian population in this community of any community in the country. And so we have, in the school system, a real problem with English proficiency, spend a lot of money. The budget, I think we passed it, and I'm a town meeting member, I think it was $103 million or something like that, for one school system in one town. Hmm. And there were several million dollars for bilingual education, dealing with people who are coming to the country that don't know, and this is essentially aimed at youngsters, but they also have programs for adults as well, which I think is swell if they pay for it. I don't think I should be paying to teach them.
Right. It's a serious, serious problem. I mean, when you live in a state like California where you see, I mean, I've seen it break the school system, break the healthcare system. I mean, the way our government is structured, the way our services are structured, it can't take the impact of people not paying for what they're using. And so I think that there has to be something done. I can't. You know, I always go back to just saying, if you have a flat tax, everybody pays into the system, and it's fair.
Yep.
Everybody pays it.
Yep.
And I just don't know why people won't bring that up. And I mean, I do know why the government won't, because it takes power away from them,
right,
and they don't want to do that.
That's what that is. Yeah, right. That's the bottom line. All right, so food for thought, comments, you know where to go online, or you can dial 888-302-3684. I have a bright idea. For those of you who are bright, I'm putting brightness together here. Bright ideas with a bright white smile. Would you like to have, in 5 minutes, a brighter, whiter smile?
Yes.
You would. Okay. So you'll call this number then, Jennifer, 800-865-7602 for power swabs, which can whiten your teeth. On average, 2 shades, 5 minutes, 6 shades, 7 days. Easy, easy, easy. What is it? Easy, easy, capizzi? 800.
Sure.
865-7602. She'll never argue with me. Better yet, unlike the whiteners you may have tried with the sand in the toothpaste, that's really smooth, and the stuff you put in the tray and stick it on your teeth, leave it there for an hour. Oof, man, does that taste terrible after the fact? You don't have to do any of that
stuff.
Unless
you drool all over yourself when you have those things in.
Now, there's another product that Power Swabs is offering, and you can ask about that when you dial 800-865-7602. It's a Power Swabs touch-up stick. So you can use that to whiten your teeth as well. If you've been on the program and you may have missed a couple of days or somewhere or there's one tooth that's a little stubborn, this isn't paint. This is just a way of cleansing. That's what it is, a cleanser. And it comes in a stick. So Power Swab in the swabs or the touch-up in the stick, available by dialing 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers are going to love, love, love the way you look. Try Power Swabs, and ask about the other things they have to go along with it that will help you keep your teeth whiter. It's a risk-free opportunity at 800-865-7602.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $1.39, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. That's all I know of the song, so I don't
know. No, the next line in the song is to fall in love.
Oh,
I would rather you be ready to answer the pop quiz question of the hour. 2020 pop quiz question.
But it's Friday.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, this is a musical quiz.
Okay.
Which award, you know, this is actually a better question for Chuck. I'm going to say, I want to do music instead.
Oh, you cannot, okay.
Yeah, no, we're going to do
that. You've got to ask us a question, though.
I'm going to ask, well, I'm going to ask you the question, but the audience has to answer.
Okay.
888-302-3684. This song was released in 2008 and again in 2010. It was featured on the debut album Lungs. Do you know what the name of the song is? 888-302-3684. You think that's too tough a question?
I think it's very difficult. I have no idea.
Really?
Not even a clue.
And you're smart.
And I'm fairly smart.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you'd like another one? You don't like that one.
Well, you can, I mean, our friends are smart, so they may be able to answer. I just think it's tough.
All right, so I'm going to ask that question. I'm also going to ask the following question. This is about a folk rock song with a sort of meow mix of children's nursery rhyme lyrics. It was in this week in 1974's number one song. It's a folk rock tune with a sort of children's blend. It's a story, right? And you might expect to hear if you were putting your child to sleep. All right? 8-8, and that's not from the same band as putting your dog to sleep. I mean, putting your child down. That doesn't sound right either. Putting your child... putting your child to bed.
Thank you.
How's that? Is that better?
Putting your child down
sounds better.
Awfully tough.
All right. Sounds like we do with old cows here on the farm. 888-302-3684. So if you can tell us which folk rock tune had a major sort of children's nursery rhyme as lyrics. It was number one during this week in 1974. What's the name of that tune? If you're lucky and play your cards right, Michael might be able to find this song, too. 21 after on Good Day.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Go. What does that mean? Go.
Go.
Go. 888-302. If you haven't been spending so much time talking to Chef Louie on the phone, Michael, you'd be in control of the situation here. All right, that's a little
behind
inside.
The scenes rumors is that there is a bromance between Michael Fortier and Chef Louie.
All right. 888-302-3684. The question remains. The name, we're looking for the folk rock tune that has a children's nursery rhyme connected to it. 1974 is the year. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com focuses on Captain Crunch.
He's not really a captain.
Well, apparently he's not. Some of the bloggers who need to get a life are now claiming that his uniform proves he's really not a captain. A good captain has decided to address this controversy, so we have some audio, but you're probably going to have more fun watching the video at DougStephan.com. But here is some of the audio from this press conference focusing on whether Captain Crunch...
Don't you wish you had that much time?
...really a captain. Let's find out.
I stand before you today to answer the ridiculous accusations leveled against me by certain swift-boating talk show host rivals that I, Captain Crunch, am not a real captain. As certain professional navies have noted, three stripes on a uniform indicates the rank of commander, not captain. Well, you may have noticed a few other things about me. I have four fingers. My first mate's a dog. My eyebrows are attached to my hat, for crunch sake. Finally, I wish to thank those of you who have stood by me. I will forever be your captain.
Wow.
Well, I can never get those hours back. Thanks.
those minutes, you mean? Those seconds?
Those minutes, it felt like an hour.
26 past the hour. That's our video. Congratulations, Ken, for picking the Captain Crunch video for today's video of the day.
Yes, thank you, Ken.
At DougStephan.com. Our poll today and this weekend, how much time are you taking off for the 4th of July? A, off all week. B, Wednesday through Friday. C, Thursday and Friday. D, Thursday only. E, I'm not taking any time off. This program will be aired live, as usual, on all holidays on the 4th of July, live broadcast of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com asks how you picked your children's names. 32% of you said we just picked random names that we liked. let's see here, 20% said we used family names, 14% said we picked a celebrity's name, 13% said we used a baby name book, 20% of you, 21% said we used another method, another means of figuring out what your child's name is. Let's see, who's on the line here? I wonder about Art. It's usually an abbreviation for Arthur. All right, am I right? You're an Arthur?
That's me.
Yep. So when
what books have you written?
Yeah, let's see.
What books have I written? different spelling.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Thank
Jennifer's,
you for clearing that up.
That's Jennifer's try at having a pun. All right. So, Art, when did people start calling you, stop calling you Arthur and start calling you Art?
Probably after I was an adult.
After you were out of school?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I thought the nicknames are cool sometimes in school as well. All right. So the question comes on this folk song that is a children's nursery rhyme, in fact. What song am I talking about?
Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle is the song.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy,
little
man.
Isn't he a terrorist now?
James Taylor?
Oh, this is James Taylor. Who am I thinking of?
Harry Chapin. I think Harry Chapin's dead, isn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
all right.
He is.
All right, you get the prize. Hold on a second. Thank you. 28 after.
Elvis Presley was the king, but it was a nun who really got Hollywood all shook up. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Well, I wanted to be with you. And not only here, but I want you with us on the road, wherever we go.
They don't need me, and you don't need me. You're going to the top, Deke, and you're going alone.
Dolores Hart was beautiful. She was talented. And she gave Elvis Presley his first on-screen kiss in his 1957 movie, Loving You. They said she was the next Grace Kelly, but in 1963, Dolores Hart gave it all up to become a Roman Catholic nun. Now, at age 74, she's known as Mother Dolores Hart. A documentary about her, God is the Bigger Elvis, was nominated for an Oscar last year. And in her new autobiography, The Ear of the Heart, she tells how she struggled for years over whether or not to follow the call of God. Finally, she got engaged to businessman Don Robinson, and she had to choose. In 1963, she told me, she went to talk with the head abbess at the Abbey of Regina Laudis in Bethlehem, Connecticut.
She said, "What is it that you really want, Dolores?" I said, "I want to marry Don. I want to make another $1 million. I want an Oscar. That's what I want." She said, "Well, then why are you here?" And I said, "Because I want something more than that.
I will spend my whole life."
50 years later, Mother Dolores still lives at the Abbey, but she knows she'll always be remembered for Elvis Presley's first movie kiss.
It was the kiss that lasted 50 years, so I have to. He was a very, very lovely man. Truly gospel. That was not a lie.
I always wondered that.
Because we had to wait in hotel rooms when we did the film in New Orleans. He'd go over and get a Gideon Bible, and he'd say, "Open it, and I want to know what you think of that." So I'd open Psalms, and I would read a Psalm. He said, "What does that mean to you?"
The Bible studies with all of us.
Yeah.
The Ear of the Heart by Mother Dolores Hart is on sale now, and God is the Bigger Elvis is available on DVD at Amazon.com. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Even here, because this is the radio. Although when we become big television stars, we may need a little bit of makeup. 33 and
up.
Change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. I'm back and forth emailing Richie about bloggers and also about some of the things going on behind the scene. He says he's a little tired. I need to take some naps. He's eating much better. The idea, he says, going through this treatment that he is for Hodgkin's lymphoma, is to eat smaller meals 4, 5, 6 times a day versus the heavier stuff that he was eating. So
we have to tell Rich, you have a great lady who does acupuncture here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And one of her specialties is treating people with cancer or those that have just finished a run of chemo. And she said wheatgrass really helps if you do wheatgrass shots.
Yes.
Which
right.
I think Rich will be excited if we tell him he can do shots of something. But I think he'll maybe be disappointed if I tell him it's wheatgrass. But, you know.
Doug's Good Day program, the important stories of the day. See if we can update you on a couple of serious stories before we get on to a few other things that are on people's minds. The 4th of July weekend. I don't know whether they call this weekend the 4th of July weekend because actually it's not till next Thursday. But most people, this is the most vacationed week of the year.
No, it's ridiculous. You can't catch anybody.
No, you can't find anybody to do business with. And you can find everybody out in the... on the highway, you want to get stuck on the traffic.
It has been. The traffic is really busy, too. You're right. People are headed out.
Father of Edward Snowden.
Yes.
Acknowledging that his son broke the law, but maintains that he is not a traitor.
Hmm.
He said, quote, at this point, I don't feel that he's committed treason. He has broken the law in the sense that he has released classified information. But in general, this is not... He says you can't classify him as a traitor. He has betrayed his government, but I don't believe that he's betrayed the people of the United States. I do not think he has either. In fact, he's done the people of the United States a favor. That's the way I look at it. How do you look at it? 888-302-3684. Anything on Twitter or Facebook or any of our social media regarding Mr. Snowden, the NSA, et cetera, Kenny?
Nothing on that for the last couple of days. That's kind of died down.
So we think that that's gone. So do we put the immigration bill, the Gang of Eight bill, in the same perspective, or is there still, because it happened later in the week, some degree of interest in what in the bill is most significant, other than it cost $50 billion to you and me, so that a lot of people can, over a 13-year period, become... So what is it? We started today, and we go over to 13 years. So is this going to protect... There are no new people that are going to come into this country, right? Is that the idea behind the bill? You cannot come to this country. We're going to tell you all right now, don't bother to try to get in here because we won't take you.
Yeah, right.
All right, how's that going to work for us?
That's exactly it. We're going to put all this money in. We're going to have all these extra people here, and people are still going to come here. I mean, it just doesn't. It doesn't seem to be.
We are so simplistic. This is such folly. It's all political hacksterism, so they can get the Hispanic vote. The Republicans don't lay low, and all the Hispanics decide to vote for Democrats because they made it easy for their families or friends to get in here without going through the normal process. Here's radio and talk host, radio and television talk host. Bill Cunningham with Senator Rand Paul about Senator Paul's reason to vote against. He was one of the 32 voting against the bill.
How do you vote on immigration and why?
You know, I've been for immigration reform because I think the system is broken and we've gotten 10 million people here because the system is broken. But I've always said, as many conservatives say, that border security should come first and immigration reform should be dependent on border security. So I became disillusioned about 2 weeks ago with the Senate bill when the Republican sponsors explicitly said that they did not want immigration reform or legalization to be dependent on border security, and that's where they started to lose me. I introduced an amendment, Trust But Verify, that would have said that the first thing that happens is border security, and then Congress votes each year to determine whether or not the border is becoming increasingly secure, and that the process of legalization or documentation would be dependent on Congress voting. Now, their bill says the president gets to decide when the border is secure. I don't quite trust that because the president already says the border is secure, and there wouldn't be 10 million people here if we had a secure border. So I think Congress should make these decisions, and I don't think they're going about it the right way with the Senate bill.
So Senator Rand Paul, your main objection, as I hear it, is that whether it's a Republican president or a Democrat president, that you don't want to give to the president through Napolitano, who or whoever is going to head up Homeland Security, the singular subjective ability, in a sense, to determine if the southern border is secure. Because we know right now Obama says it is secure, Napolitano says it is secure. So if you pass a bill that says, okay, you two determine whether or not the southern border is secure, they're going to say, of course it's secure. Then we go on to legalization. Is that your main objection?
Yes, and not only does the president have the authority under this bill to decide when the border is secure, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security has veto power over building a fence. So they put $1.5 billion in there to build a fence, but they also give the president, through his secretary, veto power not to build any fence if they deem the border to already be secure. The other thing they did to buy votes in this is they added another $1.5 billion in for some kind of youth jobs program.
Yeah, all those things. All right,
so can we all say that we love Rand Paul? Because I really do. He makes sense to me.
It's depressing to see what has become of the Republican Party, especially where immigration
is
concerned. Right, exactly. Nobody stands tall in defense of freedom anymore on either side. All they're trying to do is buy votes in this
country. Yeah, they're trying to extend themselves and pander, and it's just it's ridiculous.
What happened to Ronald Reagan declaring, Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall? That went against his party, too. That went against what the traditionalists wanted.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway. Here are a couple, as Kenny Kessler puts a lot of material together for our program, monitoring a lot of talk radio programs, and sometimes we take your calls at 888-302-3684 on a particular subject, and we record them for use at a time when we're actually talking about the issue, because sometimes I may say, all right, here's this issue, call us with your ideas and your call, and we're on to something else. So here's sort of an overview, a potpourri, a montage of talk radio callers on this immigration bill.
This bill says that they will or shall or may be money spent for all this on the border. But it is true, the money has to be appropriated. That doesn't mean it's going to be appropriated. And even if it was appropriated, that doesn't mean that ICE and Homeland Security. I sued Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano because Homeland Security wouldn't let them enforce our laws inside. And you can have all the border security not funded, all the border security up, but if the laws in this country for immigration aren't allowed to be enforced, then we have no security. And this bill is just a Trojan horse that senators have gotten together, Republican and Democrat, and put together, and they're hurrying it through because they know the majority of the American people, both people that are legally here on cards and about to run out, and everybody else that are here, American citizens, blacks, whites, pinks, yellows, don't want this bill. It is going to depress wages. There's no way it can't. It's just like in the health care bill. How could you pay for 30 million more people and not have health care costs go up? I mean, American people, open your eyes and wake up.
I just wanted to say that this seems to be like a flashback to 1986 when I was a teenager and first started following somewhat politics. I think if this does go through and the House does pass it, that'll be the end of the Republican Party. 80% of the undocumented immigrants will be Democratic voters, as shown by polls. So it'll be the end. It's not. It won't be 11 million. It'll be like, who knows, 20 million. Plus, we'll also have the family migration, the chain migration. It's ever since 1965, with the immigration reform of 1965, it's been a total disaster for this country.
I'm calling in because I really don't understand why is it that we have gotten into this illegal immigration when we have so much problems here right now with our bills that we don't pay. So much things are going on and nobody's caring. Everything is about the illegal immigration. But another thing is that Rubio thinks that if he goes to be president, ain't nobody gonna vote for him now because he lied. And they're saying about the e-verifier, yeah, if they put that in, it's gonna take 10 years. But then before 10 years, they're still not gonna check for the people that are working right now to check to see if they're legal or not illegal. Those people will stay still working. And then the new people that come in, then they're going to get e-verifier. I don't think that that's fair.
No.
Well, not every call's a good one, but things are trying.
Yeah. There you go. Dr. Stephan, family time is 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gating system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Let's go back to some of you talking about a little earlier here in the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. John sent me an email after we had a discussion earlier this morning about what goes on in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of digressed into the foolishness of leaving your children in the car.
Right.
And what happens.
Not a good idea during the summer or any time, really.
No.
No.
And so he pointed out to me that there have been any number of problems already this year. Deaths from hypothermia, heat strokes, children accidentally left and parked cars. How do you accidentally leave your child in a parked car? Are you so narcissistic? Are you so focused on yourself? Are you so self-absorbed that you can't remember you have a child in the back seat of your car?
It's pretty bad. I mean, I've had my bad days. That's really bad. And I've actually seen a picture, and Ken, maybe you have too, going around on social media. And who knows, it could be a total fake. But there's a baby strapped into a car seat, and it's sleeping. And there's a note on top of the baby's blanket saying, "If I need help, please call my mom at this number."
Good Lord.
Yeah.
The temperature inside a car, for example, is going to be 124 degrees in Death Valley today and over the weekend. The temperature inside a car when the doors are locked and the windows are up in normal conditions, let's say it's 80, 85 degrees, summer temperature is normal around the country, it doesn't take long for the car to heat up to 130 degrees, an hour or less. You have created a death trap for your pet or your child. And how it is that people can be so damned clueless that this is something that has to be a public service campaign so that people, that was really what I get cranked up about, is a public service
campaign. That you have to tell people about this.
Yeah.
I know. The people are spending money to remind people about
this. Now, other things that connect to protecting children. See, I think just as important and kind of clued into the clueless world, smoking in cars. A number of states this year are banning smoking in cars to protect children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Utah. It's a growing movement around the country because this is something that as doctors study this sort of thing, it's pretty obvious. I would think you wouldn't have to study it very much.
I don't know if I'm for this. I have to part company,
well,
I think.
What? You don't think smoking...
I don't want the government to make it illegal to smoke in a car. Not that I ever smoke.
If there are children in it?
Well, is that the rule, if there are children in it?
That's the idea that's been put forth in these states.
If there's a, if it actually says if there are children in the car, then I might be able to get behind it. But if not, the government should stay out of my car.
All right. Let's praise critical thinking. All right, here's the story of a lady talking to a man. The lady says, "Do you drink beer?"
Mm-hmm.
Guy says, "Yep." Woman says, "How many beers a day?" Man, three or four. Woman says, "How much do you pay for each beer?" Guy says, $5. Woman says, "How long have you been doing this?" It's getting kind of scary here. Man says, "About 20 years. Woman says, "So a beer costs $5. You have three beers a day, which puts your spending at $450 a month. In 1 year, it would be $5,400. Is that right?" "Yep." Man says, "Yep. If in 1 year you spend $5,400 not accounting for inflation, the past 20 years you've spent $108,000, right?" Man says, "Yep." Woman says, "Do you know that if you didn't drink so much beer, that money could have been put into a step-up savings account, and after interest for compounding, you'd have enough to buy a Ferrari?" Man says, "You drink beer?" Lady says, "No." Man says, "Where's your Ferrari?" 51 after on Good Day.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Birthday today. This is one of the best movies of... How many movies, actually, Chuck Curry, did he produce and direct? 24, 25, I think, at least.
Something like that.
Of this ilk, Blazing Saddles, Frankenstein, Spring Dive for Hitler.
The History of the World, Part 1.
Oh, my God. This is one of the best ones, though, I think. And Frankie Lane sings the title, Blazing Saddles, as an honor to give a tip of the hat to Mel Brooks, who's looking, he got the AFI Award this year as the Man of the Year. I thought he looked, he's 87, so he's beginning to look 87, but man, what a classic
funny
character.
Guy.
Funny.
I think he was very good, actually. Yeah. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and then he popped up on the HBO interview show, and I was like, oh, you know what, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He looks good.
All right, well, maybe we'll hold that thought. You'll look that good when you get to be 87, Chucker.
Hope so.
You'll still be doing this program, and we'll be having a grand old time. Chuck Curry and Movie Moments. His blog is Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out through DougStephan.com. I have a question for you. I don't know whether I want to just ask you or I want to ask the audience.
Let's stump Chucker. This would be fun.
All right, let's see if we can play Stump the Chucker before we get to a review of the movies that are coming out this weekend. All right, so are you ready for the question?
Sure, guys.
Which award-nominated kiddie classic was the title of the 1965 comedy film of the same name? It was a book, I believe, child's book, and it was about a cat, or the title would make
you
think.
Oh, see, when you said kiddie, I thought you meant kid.
No, K-I-T-T-Y. 1965 comedy of the same name. What's the name of the movie? Can you remember, Chucker? Shall I ask the audience?
Yeah, ask the audience.
Do you need to phone a friend?
It was, and I will give you this much of a hint, the theme of it was sung by Tom Jones. 888-302.
What's new, Pussycat? That song? Or is it the answer? Uh-oh.
So what's coming up?
I love when I innocently blow your contest because I really don't mean to. I didn't know that was a movie. No idea. No clue. But I do love that song. Michael, do you have it? What's new, pussycat? Whoa, that one.
Hi, Chuck. Let's see if we can ignore these other Marino Manonos here and get to what it is that's going on this weekend. Michael, do we need commercials or something so that I can...
No, we're good.
No, that doesn't really help. the answer to the question, folks, for those of you who were sweating trying to get to the phone first, is what's new, pussycat? Hi, so, you should be saying that. Chucker, what do we have coming out this weekend? Didn't something open up early last night?
Well, that seems to be the trend. All these movies open up the night before.
Thursday instead of Friday, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Two big movies hit theaters this weekend. White House Down with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, mm-hmm. or as I call it, the remake of Olympus Has Fallen, which came out 2 months ago, basically mm-hmm. the exact same
They were both in production at the same time. Didn't they wait to release this because the other one was released first and then...
Well, that would be silly to release them right away, back to back.
It was kind of like what happened with Armageddon and...
Dante's Peak and Volcano. Also opening is the buddy comedy The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Now, both these films are getting pretty decent reviews and... they both screen very well in advanced screenings to general audiences, both tracking in the $40 million range. So casting news, actress Julianne Moore reportedly in talks to join the Hunger Games franchise, will play a major part in part 3 and 4. Part 2 comes out this November. And Cameron Diaz has signed on to play Miss Hannigan in the new movie remake of Annie. Jay-Z and Will Smith are going to produce it. Jamie Foxx. And a little girl who was nominated for an Oscar for Beast of Southern Wild.
Wasn't Sandra Bullock supposed to be up for that role?
She was. She was in negotiations, but reportedly they broke down, and then they went after Cameron Diaz, and she signed the name on the dotted line. So it'll be Cameron Diaz, not Sandra Bullock.
All right, got it. Thank you, Chucker, for that complete report. And to Jennifer...
1,000 pardons.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.